Unit 11. Television. Who should take responsibility for what children watch on television? Reading. Read the magazine column and the letter, and then answer the question. 1. What's up? Jody Campbell's weekly opinion column. Who's the boss? I often hear parents blaming the television companies for showing too much violence on TV. While I agree that this is a problem, parents are the only people who can control what children watch. Although there are clear guidelines about what kinds of programs go to air at different times of the day, as a parent, you still have to be careful. The prime viewing slot for young children from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. consists mainly of cartoons. But in between the cartoons, there are often graphic clips from films that will be shown later. So I find that I either have to sit down with my 3-year-old and watch with her, put on a suitable DVD, or get her involved in doing something else instead. I used to find my 11-year-old son watching violent police dramas in his bedroom late in the evening. So I took the TV away from him. Children are not entitled to a TV in their room, and I have reached the conclusion that they really shouldn't have one. Recent research has shown that many children are simply not getting enough sleep. One of the main reasons is that they are staying up late watching TV. Parents need to remember that they can always turn the TV off. Television companies and parents may also have different ideas about what is suitable for children and what isn't. Ultimately, parents should make this decision. We must also understand that television companies show the types of programs that people want. Today, we expect television to be exciting and entertaining. Many types of TV programs that used to be suitable for all the family are no longer suitable for kids. Police dramas, for example, contain much more violence than they used to. So if your child copies something they see on television, blame yourself, not the television company.